Well, hi everyone. Tonight is April 28th. Yes, yeah, it's a Sunday night. And I thought I'd get a tape off to you before too long. We're having a picnic up on the old 3 level, which is just above where the deck is. the bridge is. And it's really not a pickout. It's kind of picnic. It's kind of a cookout. And patients and everyone are going. They have hamburgers and hot dogs and Kool-Aid. And baked beans, and I think macaroni salad. And that's about it. Oh, they have cookies and ice cream, too. The last time they had it, I had a cookout. They had a steak fry, and that was, you know, when I first came aboard. But I had the duty, and was busy, so of course I couldn't go. But I got off duty around 4 today, I guess, and so I decided I'd go on out, particularly since there's no other place to eat. But it was nice, you know, and it was very peaceful up there. Well, of course, we're back on the line. I have been for a couple of days now. But we're up off Phu Bai. So if you look on your map, it's north of Hue. And I don't know how long we'll be here. We'll be in this general vicinity for a while. But we're up off Phu Bai anyway. And we're right near the beaches. We're just a matter of yards, I guess. Well, however far it would be to anchor out our ship. And it just has the most beautiful strip of beach that you ever saw. You just want to take a boat and go out there and have a beach party. It really is lovely, and the sand is as white as you can imagine. And there are about 6 destroyers. Oh, I don't know how far to tell you they are. You can see them anyway. Some of them are very close, and close enough to read messages. But they're around us. I don't know why particularly, but it seems there are always quite a few ships up around this northern station. And it was a gorgeous day today, although I had the duty and couldn't go out on the sun deck. But it really was beautiful. It wasn't so nice when we got into Da Nang, but it certainly made up for it now. And it was lovely sitting up there on the 03 level. But I couldn't hear them from the operating room today, but the rest of the kids up on the decks could hear them. They've been pounding the beaches all afternoon. And some of the kids who have telescopic lenses can get pictures of it, you know, when the shell leaves the gun. But on my little Instamatic, I don't have anything like that. In checking this, I realize it's awfully loud. Why it's so loud is I had the recorder turned way up when Jack sent a tape back. Apparently he didn't put the volume up at all on the recorder that he made it on, so I could barely hear them, and I had to turn the volume all the way up and just barely heard them then. But anyhow, I have a wash in now, and as soon as it's done, I'll go down and hang it up. And I thought that in the meantime I'd make this to you. It gets quiet. Usually there's someone around, you know, but most everyone's up on the deck tonight with the picnic, so that I have a little bit of time to make a tape. It's only about 6:15. As I said, we'll be up here for 3 weeks anyway, at least to the 17th of May, and we're supposed to go to Bangkok, but nobody really thinks we are. But maybe we'll go, you never can tell. Our sister ship, the Sanctuary, came into the harbor yesterday, and Pat Hurst, remember Pat Hurst? She was stationed with me in Rota. Well, anyhow, Pat Hurst came in and came over for just a few minutes. And they had just gotten back off this northern station and said they were terribly busy. And 12 days, their operating rooms had been closed a total of 4 hours, which is an awful lot, long time. So we got started out with a bang this morning. And when I got on at 7, they had already been operating for 2 hours. And I think by the time I go back on tomorrow, they'll still be operating from today's cases. There's so many. And then, I have the duty tomorrow night, so you know how that's going to be. We'll have to, we'll be up all night. I'm just wondering how the peace talks are coming. Yeah, we don't hear out here how they're coming, but, gee, it doesn't seem like they're making a whole lot of progress if we're still having so many casualties. May is a tough month anyway. Every year it's been our worst month for casualties, and I guess this year won't be an exception. It's hard to come back on the line, and not hard to get back in the swing of things, of working, but, you know, you just sort of get lulled into the complacency that things are really quiet, and you're just doing routine cases when, wow, you get hit, and your casualties come in, one chopper after the next. So we are, as I say, very busy, and I'm sure that our operating will be going all night long. There's no doubt in my mind at all, because they're stacked up in the passageways and everything.
We're going to make another tape.
I took notes on your last two tapes, and would you believe I'm having a hard time reading them? But anyhow, I'll try to comment on what you said. Yes, I did receive the map, and I have it up on our bulkhead. And, I know you have one yourself, so keep it. But if you want to send another one, it would be welcome. However, I know that you probably want to keep that one map to look at yourself. And, Mother, the name of the toner was Born Blonde, and the color was Beautiful Beige. Born Blonde, Beautiful Beige is the name. I was glad to hear that you had worked so hard on getting the chair ready, Dad. I think that's terrific. And how's the secretary downstairs coming? I know that you said you wouldn't be doing anything during the summer season if we had if you were going to do golfing, go golfing. And yes, Mother, thank you. The Dominicans did send a beautiful Easter card. And I appreciate that. And I'm glad the flowers and everything else arrived all right. My sea chest did arrive. It was in Subic, happily, because many of the girls still don't have theirs. And it was damaged, but they're fixing it now, and I can put it in my room and store things in it, because we have no storage space at all. It's deplorable. But other than that, everything is, things were fine. I did get the tape from Jack, as I said, and of course I was happy to receive it and to hear the news and hear the kids talk and all. Johnny sounds very grown up, and Kathy does too. I had some note here about Mary something, but, I got some newspaper clippings from her, but I can't make out the rest of what it was supposed to tell you. So you'll have to forgive me. It looks like this side of the tape is almost coming to an end, and I'll have to turn it over and make the other side. And I think I'll enclose in this tape the Manila American Cemetery Memorial. I think that you'd enjoy seeing what it was about. I told you that's where I went when I was in